We acquired this building in 1984, and in 1995 we started work up here, gradually turning it from a Christian church into a Buddhist monastery. In 1997, the work was completed in this room, for the most part, it was completed. So it took 12 years to get this room ready. And that during those 12 years, we met downstairs in where the Holiday Bazaar is going on now. And here we have the main shrine up front, with the statue of the Buddha, triple life-size statue of the Buddha, sculpted by two artists from from Dharamsala in India. Two brothers, they did the Buddha, they did Sakyamuni Ningpo to the far left and Sakyapandita to the far right. The Buddha is triple life size. They're all hollow statues built up on a wire frame. And they have spiritual treasures within them as well as the recommended objects that are put into statues. They've been consecrated. And the consecration means that the spirit of the Buddhas and spiritual beings from all the directions, all the times, have been invited to dwell within these statues. So they're vivified. They're not just statues. They have the presence of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of all the times within them. It's the Buddha. On the far left is Sachin Kunga Nyingpo, the founder of the Sakya school. He's also considered an emanation of the Bodhisattva Chenrezig, who is the Bodhisattva Compassion. And that's why he's holding a single lotus. The lotus represents compassion. On the far right is Sakya Pandita, the wisest of the Sakya Lamas and most learned. And so he's considered an emanation of Manjushri, the Bodhisattva of Wisdom, as are most of the Lamas of the Sakya Lamas. They're considered emanations of Manjushri. And so he's holding the two lotuses, and on the lotus, on one is the Sword of Wisdom, and on the other lotus is the Book of Wisdom, the Prajnaparamita, Perfection of Wisdom. The deity between the Buddha and Sakya and Sachin is White Tara. White Tara is a meditational deity for long life, peaceful, compassion and peace, learning. She's donated, this particular statue was a donation by our head lama's wife. And this statue came from Nepal. And then it was painted here. All the statues, I think, were painted here. And the three sculpted statues down here are gold leaf, and then the faces were painted. And that's called opening the eyes of the statue, and they paint the face. And the artist who did those faces also did most of the paintings in the room, same artist. White Tara's jewelry was put on, I believe, by a Westerner here, one of our members, donated probably primarily from Dhamala. And this is Pabasambhava over here. He was a great teacher from India and from Central Asia who went to Tibet and helped to establish Buddhism in the country, helped make Tibet safe for Buddhism. He helped to found the first monastery in Tibet. And he was a tantric master, master of the esoteric teachings. That's why the Buddha's got a very simple outfit. And Pabasambhava is very elaborate, and only a trident, just very visually exciting. A great teacher, considered a second Buddha, and this statue was also done in Nepal, and it is also a memorial statue for our head lama's younger brother, who died in 1997. He was, and the younger brother, Trinley Rinpoche, was a monk. So these are the statues and objects we have. We also have paintings, as you can see. On this side is Evajra, the main Sakya meditational deity. So he's pictured, and this painting was sketched here dimensions and all were sketched here. The actual painting was done by an artist in Nepal. And it's glued up. So it's done on canvas and glued up on the wall. And so it shows Hey Vajra holding his consort. It's hard for her to make her out because they're both blue or dark. And then there are eight goddesses around him. And below are three red deities. So this is the main practice in the Sakya school. And his mandalas are shown on the ceiling. Over here is Vajrayogini, a female meditational deity. And above her is shown the lineage of teachers for our headlock. So it begins with a Buddha and ends up with our teacher. So when you see all those lamas around the painting, then that's what you're seeing is a lama lineage for a particular teaching or tradition. And these, we do a practice for her on the 25th day of each lunar month. We do a practice for White Tara on the 30th day of each lunar month. And we have Green Tar over there, who we do on the 15th day, the full moon of each lunar month. So some of our practices follow a lunar calendar. Others, like our meditation on Jinrei-zi, it's every Sunday, practically every Sunday, and every Thursday evening. And the other practice that we have, and those are open to the public, Sunday morning, Thursday evening, also open to the public is our Friday evening calm abiding meditation. And that lasts about an hour. And it's especially good for beginners to help their minds get stable, calm, and develop concentration. And they do short sessions. It's not a rigorous sort of meditation session. It's more gentle, so that you can take the practice home. And that's it.
Beautiful.